Okay. Cool. 6 o'clock, let's rock and roll.
Thank you.
Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda this evening?
The staff would just note it was revised to move CU 2199-OH Rehoboth LLC to the beginning of the public hearings. It was already on the agenda. It was just we reordered the item.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve as a revised.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Our next item is old business. We have no meetings to approve. No minutes to approve this evening. So our first item of old business is subdivision 2018-34. Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty Company.
So we would just note that the county has received the results of the TIS, and the record is now open for 15 days for written comments regarding the TIS.
Okay.
When is that, the 15 days from now? Or?
It'll start, day one will be tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's information does not require a motion. Our next item is the subdivision 2019-8, Azalea Woods, Shingle Point Properties LLC, and Metelli Communities.
On that one, I don't have a motion prepared. I do have some questions I wanted to discuss with the commission. You don't mind?
I don't mind at all. Go right ahead.
One of the things is some of the people who came in during the public hearing said their property is surrounded by it. And so they were...
I'll pull your mic up a little bit. They're having trouble hearing you in the back there.
People who came in during the public hearing had commented that their property was pretty much surrounded by it and had asked that there be something there to keep people off their property. You remember how it went around?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? Should we put a fence in, not put a fence in? What are you, how can we keep, you know, how, you know, should we, is it, because that would, you know, one of the other concerns was that wildlife isn't going to have a place to go. If we put a fence up, they can't get from the tree line of one side to the tree line of the other. So I'm trying to figure out how to...
Not only that, if you want to keep somebody off your property, you put a fence on your property. You don't tell your neighbor to put a fence on his property.
Well, but at the same time, this is, you know, these people were here first, and now we're coming in with 600
fair
homes.
Fair statement. Mm-hmm. Fair statement.
So, you know, they didn't... When they bought, they weren't thinking they were going to have a massive development behind them. Or maybe they were, but they did anyway. I don't know.
So. Do you think a landscape buffer, a heavy landscape buffer, would suffice? Or?
Well, it's already tree. It's already got trees on it, and they weren't planning to remove the trees on most of the spot. So that's why. Janelle, do you have any thoughts on this?
I would just think if you're going to require a fence, it might be difficult to put a fence in the middle of the woods to actually construct it. Typically what we see is typically when a property owner comes in, they'll end up wanting to fence their backyard, and then it would just be the open space behind it.
Okay, well this was just because
their property
the neighbors. So I'm just trying to figure out a way. I mean, and I can see their point. If they're, you know, you're walking through the woods, you're not going to know, well, all of a sudden I'm in somebody else's property, and then if something were to happen, then they would be liable for somebody on their property.
I mean,
Kelly, you know more about these.
Well, not. I mean, I would just think that the guy that owns the property was putting posted no hunting, no trespassing signs, and violated to be prosecuted. I mean, that's certainly pretty effective.
Can they put up some kind of markers that show where the property line is? Can we tell the
that they have developer? To mark the property boundary? Yes. We can do that.
Okay. All right.
We've done that with wetlands in the past,
right,
that you'd have a sign saying, hey, these are the wetlands, do not disturb. So we can say, hey, here's your property line.
Don't cross it. That's not your property. So, okay. That was one question I had. That was my one of my big concerns with this. Also, a big concern is that Department of Transportation said that there's going to be two failing intersections there. You know, that those intersections will be failing anyway, that we're putting this in. So I'm looking to see if we can, if I were to say do it, that we say phase it in.
The timeliness of the improvements to the hot roadways.
Yeah. And have we ever done this, Bob? Can you do
can you do it by
like a calendar year? Like you can't pull any more building permits than this in a calendar year?
Yeah, X amount of permits per year.
We've done that, I think.
Yeah.
We've done that? I know it's been done in the past for
large developments. I think they've limited to like 100 permits a year. Sometimes, you know, slightly around that. If it's a larger development, I'm going to tell you on staff side that is difficult to monitor. We have in the past had difficulty even with our new systems trying to track and ensuring that, you know, we catch, you know, when they hit that number.
Okay.
But it can be done.
Yeah, I don't know that is deterrent enough, frankly. I mean, I know it's hard to do, but the idea that there would be some, I mean, the market's going to meter it to, you know, to a certain extent. I mean, it's not like there's going to be 600 permits issued in 1 year.
I understand that, but I've also seen what I call Martian developments come in that one day you drive down the road and you're like, that wasn't there yesterday.
And I think some kind of phasing probably could make some sense. And I think we could come up with something that we could deal with.
Okay. All right. Well, I am going to request that we defer, because I'm obviously still working on this.
Okay. Is there anything else, though? So if you're going to defer, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I'm also concerned about the wells around there, but I don't know if there's anything we can do. But, you know, other people have wells, and they're going to have a water system.
The public water system that would serve this development is going to come from away from this, you know, the source of the water. I don't see how this development's going to draw down the.
I was more worried about in a development like this. It's going to be a lovely landscape development where they're going to be putting a lot of fertilizer on their yards. So that was my concern.
Okay.
So, but I don't know that there's any. That's not necessarily our purview.
Well, there's just not a. I don't know that there's a good answer to what you do about that. I mean, you know, to a certain extent, though, it'll. I think it's regulated now just by someone, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are regulations about how much of that stuff you can use.
Janelle, do we have any?
Well, it could wind up in the pond than it is.
Do we have history of people's wells changing? Like, you know, I guess we're talking about nitrogen or something. You know, from where it was, and then after a development comes in?
We do not have that information, and I'm not aware of
somebody
that
said,
information.
Somebody said something about that, but it didn't really ring with me, being a well driller, when I heard it. But I didn't want to say too much until I, you know.
Well, historically, it is something that people are concerned about because it gets mentioned frequently. It's been mentioned frequently for years. No one has ever come in and said it was a problem over here and this is the problem that was caused. It's always expressed as something that they're concerned might happen.
Right. And I've heard people say, well, I am concerned about my well, but they didn't have it tested before, so they don't know what their water was like before. So
yeah,
nothing to compare it to. So, okay. That was anybody else have any other concerns about this development or questions, discussion?
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
It's appropriate for Ms. Stevens to have a conversation with the staff about this phasing thing.
Yeah, I mean,
the okay thing for
and if we're drafting up a motion, that's typical, you know, to talk
okay.
about, you know, legally what we can do and not do. So
well,
with staff and me,
you can get together and see what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I was gonna do, but you know, had all these brilliant minds. Brown, thought I would use them all.
And we've let you down again.
Sorry about that.
So I make a motion to defer.
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-34, Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty. Oh, I'm sorry.
Azalea Woods.
Yeah, subdivision 2019-8, Azalea Woods. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-16, Estates at Milton Crossing. This is William T. Salmon Sr. and others.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2019-16 for the Estates at Milton Crossing based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision with the AR1 zoning district. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 87 lots on 102 acres. This density is well below the maximum density that is permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, all lots will be at least 1/2 acre in size. Four, based upon the record and with the conditions of approval, this subdivision will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, approximately 47% of the site will remain as open space. Of that, approximately 32 acres of the open space is adjacent to wetlands and adjacent areas that are in agricultural preservation. This area also includes extensive tree preservation. These design features result in a superior design of this clustered subdivision as compared to a standard subdivision. Seven, the project will be served by individual wells and septic systems. Eight, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Nine, although the site has frontage along Route 1, there will not be any vehicle access to Route 1. Instead, the entrance to this development will be from Reynolds Road. 10. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. A. There shall be no more than 87 lots within the subdivision. B. The developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D. There shall be a 40-foot buffer installed along Route 1, a 30-foot buffer along areas land in agricultural use, and a 20-foot buffer around the remainder of the perimeter. In each case, at least 20 feet of the buffer area shall be landscaped or forested, including the use of existing forest. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of these areas. E, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. There shall not be any entrance onto Route 1. F, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. There shall be sidewalks on at least one side of all streets in the development. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. H, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school districts regarding the location of a covered school bus stop with off-street parking areas for parent pickup. The location and details of this area shall be shown on the final site plan. J, the development shall be served by its own on-site amenities, including a pool and pool house. K, all amenities shall be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 40th residential building permit. L, the final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved. M, the final site plan and the recorded restrictive covenants for this development shall include the agricultural use protection notice. N, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-16, Estate at Milton Crossing, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1897, Preston Dyer.
Mr. Chairman? I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1897 for Preston Dyer for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1, but it is in an area along Route 9 where other commercial zonings and commercial use exist. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, there is no evidence that this zoning will have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, this site is in a commercial area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Five, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, orderly prosperity, and welfare of the county. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. Seven, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1897, Preston Dyer, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1896, Fenwick Commons, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone number 1896 for Fenwick Commons, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the Planning and Zoning Commission previously recommended approval of this rezoning on November the 16th, 2017. Two, the project is located in the coastal area according to the County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Three, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Four, the property is surrounded by land that is currently zoned MR1. In addition, there are other properties in the area that are zoned MR1, along with C1 and B1, as well as the Bayside project. This rezoning is an infill of MR zoning and is also consistent with other zoning uses and land uses in the area. Five, the rezoning to MR1 will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or the community. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, MR zoning is appropriate for this site because medium density development is appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available. In this case, sewer service will be provided by Sussex County and adequate wastewater capacity is available. Water service will be provided by a publicly regulated water company. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1896, Fenwick Commons, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2197, Fenwick Commons, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2197 for Fenwick Commons, LLC, for multifamily dwellings in an MR medium density residential district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this applicant is very similar to conditional use number 2098 that received a recommendation of approval from this commission for 52 units on November the 16th, 2017. Two, this application seeks the approval of 52 single family, duplex type structures on 13.3 acres. This results in a density of approximately 4 units per acre. Three, the property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including the large mixed-use Bayside development and other single-family and multifamily developments. Bayside Phase 7 has also recently received approval for 48 multifamily units across Route 54 from this site. This project is consistent with these nearby uses. Four, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan, which states that a range of housing types are acceptable here, including medium and high densities. When a site is near commercial uses, it is served by central water and sewer, whether use is in keeping with the character of the area and other similar factors. These types of considerations exist with regard to this site. 5, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. 6, the proposed density is within the allowable density in the MR district and is consistent with the densities of the nearby multifamily developments. 7, the project will have 48% open space, including preservation of 68% of the existing forest. This design also provides protection to the Hudson Family Cemetery on the site. 8, although this is a conditional use, the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code have also been favorably addressed by the applicant. 9, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 52. B, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. C, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. D, the project shall be served by central water to provide drinking water and fire protection. E, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. F, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of the streets and roadways. G, the applicant shall submit, as part of the final site plan, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including any buffered areas. The landscape plan shall clearly designate all existing forested areas that will be preserved, 68% of the existing forest area, according to the applicant. The landscape plan shall also include landscaping along the property's entire Route 54 frontage. H, all construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to or from the property, shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I, street naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. J, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of the roads, any buffers, and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common elements. K, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. L, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. M, the developer and the HOA or condo association shall protect and preserve the Hudson Family Cemetery on the property by installing a perimeter fence around the cemetery made of wrought iron or anodized aluminum. Parking shall also be provided in common with the amenity area parking lot for the Hudson family members wishing to visit the cemetery. Access to the cemetery shall be shown on the final site plan. And the applicant shall coordinate with the Indian River School District to establish a school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2197 Fenwick Commons LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Carried. 4-1. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from both the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During the proceeding, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also during the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and individuals either supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you.